Today I have with me Ruth Byra, who is this semester's local coordinator for the Good Food Box. Would you like to introduce yourself, Ruth?
Sure. My name's Ruth. I'm originally from Barcelona. I moved to Prince George a few years ago, and I'm very happy to have this position.
Perfect. Okay. So would you like to explain to our audience what the Good Food Box is?
Yes, I would love to. It's a program, it's a veggie box program similar to that of a CSA, where we collect a bunch of locally grown produce and make an array of vegetables into two different sizes boxes. You can pay $20 for a small box and $30 for a large box. This runs on a monthly basis, and customers can add on products to their boxes as well, because we carry a bunch of other non-vegetable products, such as meat and coffee and oatmeal.
Okay, that's awesome. And so would you be able to elaborate a bit on what the vision behind the creation of the Good Food Box is? Like, what were you trying to bring to the community with it?
Okay, yeah, the purpose of the Good Food Box program is to increase the access to local, ethical, healthy, and fresh goods to the UNBC community while supporting local food producers in the Prince George area.
Mm-hmm. That's great. And so how were you guys able to bring this vision to fruition initially?
So the program started a few years ago. Due to the rotational nature of my position, I am not familiar with the history of it. I can assume that a group of health-conscious students that thought that supporting local businesses was a good thing made this idea, brought it up to a student-funded community for approval, and got it approved.
All right. That's great. Fair enough. And so would you be able to elaborate then on what your particular duties as this semester's local food coordinator are?
Sure. As the local food coordinator, I basically am the liaison person between suppliers and customers. I contact suppliers and ask for what products are available for our program. I set up an array of vegetables in the box that fits our budget. I take care of marketing that box through social media, mostly this year especially, and keep communication with customers as general inquiries or any other questions that might come up through social media or even direct email. And finally, I just keep stock of the orders that come in, receive the inventory from the farmers, and physically assemble the vegetable boxes and whatever add-on products have been purchased.
Okay, and so I imagine that the farmers that you coordinate with have been with PG PERG for this project for a while now, or are they also rotational, depending on the circumstance?
So there are a few farmers that have been supporting us for a few years. Caribou Growers is one of them, for example. But I have tried to reach out to as many producers as possible. I think it's a great part of the Good Food Box program is that you become that connection between public that is looking for locally sourced food and the producers. So I am trying to widen the variety of our suppliers and act as a advertising liaison between them and the general public, as well as the students at UNBC, of course.
Okay, yeah, that's really important, I think, to definitely have a good set of people that you can turn to for those situations. And so, yeah, that sort of brings me to the next question of, like, how do you keep the Good Food Box affordable for anyone, and why is that important to PG PERG?
Yeah, as a nonprofit, our goal is only to overprice the food so that it pays for itself, and any extra profit goes directly towards building or improving the program mentioned. We're also very fortunate to be able to use the NUSC event space every month. As opposed to having to pay for a venue, which could potentially increase the price of our boxes. And it's important, in reference to the importance, accessibility is our main priority, because there's no point in having a great program with delicious local foods if students and community members can't access it. Pardon me.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that is super crucial. And so, how do you mitigate issues of accessibility upon like customers' retrieval of the Good Food Box, like for example, for those that don't drive?
Yeah, so pickups have always been on campus. So transit is a great option for Good Food Box customers who don't drive. This year, we're also offering a pickup location downtown, which is also accessible by transit. We'd love to offer delivery, but at this point, it's not sustainable for PGPIRG.
I could absolutely see that, considering, yeah, that you guys are a nonprofit. That's awesome, though, that you are able to provide it in two separate parts of town. That would certainly help mitigate the issues, I would say. And so, since, as you mentioned, the Good Food Box is stationed for the most part at UNBC, how would you say that the Good Food Box has influenced the role of your organization at UNBC?
Right. The Good Food Box program is probably PGPIRG's most high-profile program on campus. It consistently successful and influenced PGPIRG to focus on food security and other ways. Something great about the Good Food Box is that food is a universal topic of interest. Like, even if someone isn't necessarily interested in social justice or sustainability or climate action, they're definitely interested on having access to affordable, healthy foods.
Yeah, I would definitely say that's something that we can all relate to. It is very much important. And so, that being said, we are seeing a very strange time presently, with the pandemic still running rampant. And so, what are some ways in which COVID-19 has influenced the production and sales of the Good Food Box this semester?
I'd say that the main consequence of COVID-19 is, for us, is the lack of density of students on campus. We reach out less students simply because they're not around campus as much to see the promotional advertisement that would happen physically through posters and flyers, for example. That being said, social media has substituted many jobs and many duties, and I think that thanks to that, we are still able to reach out to a good number of public.
Okay, yeah, fair enough. And so, on that topic still, though, are you concerned that another lockdown may limit access to fresh and affordable local produce?
I think that if anything, it would incentivize the general public to source more local food. I believe that perhaps I can imagine the worst consequence of COVID-19 would be a lockdown with no import-export, at which point our local producers would become extremely important citizens in our communities. I think the issue is that there are not enough local producers to make enough food to feed the local public because so much of our food comes from elsewhere.
Yes, that is certainly an issue that we see in a lot of northern Canada. And I would say that PGPIRG is doing quite well with the Good Food Box, but what advice would you offer to other small, like nonprofit organizations in northern Canada looking to develop a similar system?
I think the advice I would give, and I think this also applies outside of Northern Canada, is small local business should support small local business. Cross-advertising and promoting our neighbors just pays off directly into our pockets. So I think that get to know your neighbors, communicate and see what services you can exchange. That will only build a stronger and more reliable economy. for the local community.
Absolutely. And so, is there anything else that you'd like to touch on?
Yeah. Our October month food box, this comes with a lot of delicious vegetables from Felicity Farms, Caribou Growers, Little Leaf Farms. For the large box, we carry eggs from Tiny 90 Farms. And we're also getting the last of the produce from the Farm for Thought gardens at UNBC. So I would recommend anybody that's interested in having those before they're gone for the season to sign up for our box. You can do that through pgpirg.square.site and make sure that you put your order in before October 11th because that's our cutoff date for ordering.
Okay, awesome. Well, thank you so much, Ruth, for being here with us today. And thank you, everyone, for tuning in.
Thank you for having me.